Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. It's unclear whether or not Novak Djokovic's dad will be in the stands for his Australian Open final against Stefanos Tsitsipas tomorrow. The tennis star has defended his father, Serjan, after he was photographed with Russian fans holding banned flags at Melbourne Park. Djokovic saying he was just passing through and taking photos as he usually does after the games and didn't realise what they were supporting.
There was a lot of Serbian flags around. That's what he thought. He thought he was making photos with somebody, you know, from Serbia, and that's it, he moved on. Of course, that it's not pleasant for me to go through this with all the things that I had to deal with, you know, last year and this year in Australia.
Heading overseas now to New Zealand, where flash flooding has hit Auckland. The airport, along with many homes, were inundated last night, and it's not certain how many people have been evacuated. Over to Jerusalem, 7 Israelis have been killed as they were leaving a synagogue last night in the worst terrorist attack on Israelis in years. It's understood a gunman waited in a car on Friday night before opening fire on people. The attacker has been neutralised by police. Briefly, authorities in WA are still on the hunt for a tiny radioactive capsule lost somewhere between the Pilbara and Perth that could cause serious harm to anyone who touches it. And multiple cities are set to swelter today. Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Hobart and Perth to all see temps in the low to high 30s. Back to the tennis. A heap of action on Rod Laver tonight, starting with the women's singles final and then the men's doubles final. Tomorrow, of course, it's Novak Djokovic versus Stefanos Tsitsipas in the men's singles final. Tsitsipas reckons there'll be a great atmosphere.
You know, both Greece and Serbia have, as a big contender, in big events, you know. Serbia is also a very small country, just like Greece, and they have produced a lot of good players.
And the Big Bash action continues tonight with the Sydney Sixers and the Perth Scorchers going head-to-head in the qualifier.